It's time for another Castle Country Focus update. This is going to be a school district update on KOALITV.com, also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning in studio, I have Chris Winfrey. He is the new principal at Carbon High School. Chris, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Dave. Excited to be here.
Let's talk about, how are you adjusting? How are things working out up there for you?
It's been really good. We're really excited to be at Carbon High School. And I use the we reference, so obviously I'm not the only new administrator, but Mr. Bean has moved on to bigger and brighter things over at the district office, and Mrs. Hussey is enjoying retirement, and so you've got me there, the new principal, and then along with me, Jared Hardy as a new assistant principal, and Karen Bedone as a new assistant principal. So we're just excited to be a part of what is Carbon. The knowledge and experience of having three people who've all been school site administrators in the past is a great benefit, and as we've, been involved with Carbon just this last week and a half, we've just seen some awesome things that we're really excited about.
And there are all kinds of things going on there, not just academically, but physically as well, to the building and to the structure. And we kind of need to let people know a few other things about stuff that's going on up at the high school.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you get a chance to come into Carbon, please come in and see some of the changes that we've made. Most of them are minor right now, a few more things still coming, but the biggest one you'd notice if you were a parent trying to come into the school is the front office. Right now, the way that you would work with the front office is instead of going into the office, you'll actually work through teller windows from Main Hall. So when they come in, they can do all the business they need to do right through the windows in Main Hall that connect to the office, and helps keep the traffic flow and the congestion in the office down, and allows people just to kind of move around outside and get things done. So we're excited about that. We've removed some doorways to make things look more open down Main Hall. Painting has been going on all summer inside the school. Bright white halls covering over the brick to just make it look brighter and more open. And then if you happen around the back of the building, you'll notice that we've added a few more portables to Carbon High School, just to compensate for our increased enrollment numbers. So now instead of two portables out back, we actually have four portables behind the school with eight classrooms. It's a great problem to have because it means our numbers are going up, but it just adds to the fun and challenge of getting kids in and out of buildings and managing all that. So it's been great. We're very excited about what's going on and the opportunities we have to see some more growth.
And let's talk a little bit, since you've had the influx of students and things of that nature, let's talk a little bit about, you talked about you and Karen and Jared coming up as new administrators. Are there any other new, changes up there as far as faculty or staff?
Yeah, absolutely. So as most people are aware, Lighthouse High School was closed down at the end of last school year. And so we have the students who are at the Lighthouse over at Carbon now, but we also have most, if not all, of the former teachers and staff that were at the Lighthouse who come over to Carbon as well. So, and they have just added to what makes Carbon great. We're super excited to have them. Colleen Wilson and Jared Higgs and Kyle Wilson, Wes Thompson, and I'm sure I'm going to forget some too, but Tawny Crow and Carrie Hunt, and just excited to have that group with us now as part of Carbon. The students that have come over from the Lighthouse are awesome, and we're just excited to have them as a part of what we do, as part of the Carbon family. It's been really nice to not have necessarily that distinct separation of I'm a high school student in Carbon County. Well, I go to Carbon, I go to Lighthouse. Well, no, now we're all just Carbon. We're all dinos. We're all part of that same family, and we're just excited to have everybody there.
And everybody's under one roof now. And, one of the things that came out of this Lighthouse switch too was, there were people at Carbon that needed the help that was available at Lighthouse, and now that is available to them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The strengths of all the different teachers that we have now can be utilized for all students. The programs that have been running at Carbon for years are great and amazing programs, and Carbon has seen tremendous success, and we wanted the students at the Lighthouse to have those same opportunities. And on the flip side, the things that the Lighthouse teachers have been able to do with kids over at the Lighthouse, we wanted to have those services for all students at Carbon High School as well. And so really it is the best of all worlds coming together in order to keep Carbon moving in that same direction. I mean, the things that have been going on, for the last 15 years at Carbon are great, and the school has seen tremendous growth and tremendous success. And we're just here to keep that moving forward and keep that progress and make sure it's there for everyone.
All right. Is there anything else we need to touch on? You wanted to talk about dress code or something like that?
Yeah. You know, just
you know, parents will get all this stuff.
Everybody's excited about all that stuff. Yeah. So just some clarifications in some of the dress code policies. You know, no major changes to dress code, but a couple things that parents might notice and have some questions on. Lots of rumors swirling around about what is okay and what's not okay. We are allowing students to wear hats to Carbon this year, but only if they are an official Carbon Dino hat. Doesn't matter if it's from a traveling team or anything like that, but if it's a Carbon Dino hat, they're welcome to wear them. And we've got some programs in place to get kids Carbon hats who don't have them. Just some clarifications as far as, you know, length of skirts and shorts. You know, everything needs to be mid-thigh or lower. And we're being pretty picky about that, making sure that everybody's dressed the way they're supposed to be dressed for school. I have heard rumors swirling around that they can't wear basketball shorts. That's not true. Can't wear hoodies. That's not true. All those things are okay. There are some brands that we're watching out for that represent, you know, obviously either drug or alcohol or, you know, cultures that we don't want as part of Carbon. But probably the biggest thing with the dress code that we've tried to emphasize is it's not about distracting students in class or causing distractions to others, but really our goal at Carbon High School is to prepare these students for what life is going to be like when they leave. And so it's good for them now to understand how we need to dress when these kids leave school and they go out and get a job in whatever field they go into. We want to make sure that they understand what's appropriate and what's not appropriate for those jobs. So trying to prepare them to be successful adults.
Perfect.
So the only other thing I'd mention, Dave, if you don't mind, is just tell parents about our new Flex Time program.
Yes, go right ahead.
So our big focus for Carbon for this year, and it has been, but we're just continuing that, is we want to make sure that all students have an opportunity to access teachers to get the help that they need. And for a long time, in order to do that, you've had to come in before school or after school to get additional help. And that's tough at a high school. Students are involved in so many things that it's hard to find that time to come in. So we've added a Flex Time in the middle of the day. And Tuesday through Friday, students will go to their first three classes of the day, and then they have an opportunity to attend a flex time period where they actually can go to their teacher and request to go see them, to retake a test, to get a little bit of extra help, to complete assignments or ask questions about math problems or those kinds of things. And on the flip side, the teachers have the right to request that students come. If I have five students who struggled on a quiz, I can request to have them come in during my flex time and I can reteach them and give them the help that they need so that they can succeed. All of it's done through a computer program. The students can open their Chromebook, see which teachers have selected them, see which teachers are available that they can go see. Here's the great part about the whole thing. It's 25 minutes right at the beginning of lunchtime. If you're caught up, all your work's turned in, your grades are good, and you don't need to go to Flex, you now have an hour for lunch. And that's available to all students. And so we're encouraging students to stay caught up, get things done and turned in on time. Then you can have that hour lunch. But if you're struggling and you need help, we wanted to make sure that students had a chance to get that help they need during the school day and not have to worry about coming after school. So we're excited about Flex Time. We've been working with some kinks, you know, as far as getting everything figured out. And I know there's still going to be challenges, but it's a great opportunity. We're excited to have it as part of what we do at Carbon.
It sounds like a great program. Really, it does.
Yeah.
And it helps everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the intent is to make sure students get help. We just don't want to see one single student left behind. That's our focus, is to make sure everybody has what they need.
All right. Well, Chris, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it. And you know what? Good luck and enjoy your year. And we'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be a part of the Carbon family. Go Dinos.
All right. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.